USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After several delays brought on by hardware and hurricanes, the massive Artemis 1 rocket launched from Florida very early Wednesday morning. The goal of the Artemis missions is to build a working base on the south pole of the moon.
And here we go.
10.
Hydrogen burnoff igniters initiate. 7, 6, 5. Four-stage engine start. 3, 2, 1. Boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
President Trump Tuesday announced his 2024 candidacy for president in a speech that punched hard at Democrats' new voting laws in some states that continue to delay our election results unnecessarily.
They spend all of the money for machines and all of this stuff, and they end up 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later. By that time, everyone forgot there was even an election. It's horrible. And this doesn't happen. I said it before. It doesn't happen in third world countries. They do better than we do. It's horrible what's happening with our election and election process.
Retail giant Walmart proposed a $3.1 billion legal settlement on Tuesday over the toll of powerful prescription opioids sold at its pharmacies, becoming the latest major drug industry player to promise major support to state, local, and tribal governments still grappling with the crisis in overdose deaths. In the deal, Walmart would not admit liability with the settlement, which would represent about 2% of its quarterly revenue. Two Los Angeles County deputies acted in self-defense and won't face criminal charges for fatally shooting a man they tried to stop for riding a bicycle in the wrong direction in late August 2020. 29-year-old Dejan Kizzy dropped and then picked up a gun during a fight with officers. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints gave its support Tuesday to a proposed federal law that would codify marriages between same-sex couples. The Utah-based group said, "Related to marriage between a man and a woman is well known and will remain unchanged. We are grateful for the continuing efforts of those who work to ensure the Respect for Marriage Act includes appropriate religious freedom protections while respecting the law and preserving the rights of our LGBTQ brothers and sisters." Two Russian-made missiles landed over a dozen miles into Poland and killed two Polish citizens on Tuesday. This action could invoke the full force of NATO against Russia. Victoria Idoni reports from Washington.
President Biden spoke late Tuesday on Poland's accusations that a Russian-made missile killed two of its citizens when it fell into a village near Poland's border with Ukraine. Our president reportedly said preliminary information contests it was fired from Russia.
And the moment when the world had come together at the G20 to urge de-escalation, Russia continues to chosen to escalate in Ukraine.
Biden spoke with Poland's president by phone, offering full U.S. support and help in Poland's investigation. He also held an emergency meeting of the Group of Seven and NATO leaders who were attending the G20 summit to discuss the matter and ongoing attacks in Ukraine.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.